So here I am, and actually it's Boxing Day, 26th of December as I'm recording this, but you won't get it probably until either the end of February or the beginning of March. But what's happening right now is I'm sitting in my little room and there's a tree outside with multitudes of berries on it. And the birds, probably a flock of fieldfare or some such, are out there absolutely gorging themselves on these berries. And what it caused me to think was, they don't worry about yesterday and they don't worry about tomorrow. They live in the moment. The food is there, they're having it. And they'll let tomorrow take care of itself. Wouldn't that be lovely if you could actually just let tomorrow take care of itself and live in the now with God, knowing that as he provided for you yesterday and he's providing for you today, he will provide for you tomorrow. Must be a feeling of great peace and rest to live your life like that, wouldn't you say? I know that more and more myself, I don't look back, I don't look forward, I live in the now. And of course he's the I am. He isn't the I wasn't or I will be. He's I am. And so maybe the more that we become like our Heavenly Father, we become like him in looking only at the moment we're living in and not thinking I'll be happy when, I'll be satisfied when, I'll be content when. We're not looking towards getting satisfied, content and peaceful in the future, but being content right now with such as you have. Godliness, Paul tells us, with contentment is great gain. So no New Year resolutions, but how about it, beloved, this year? Being content with that which you have, not looking towards getting something else, looking up towards your Heavenly Father, thanking him that he is your provision. He sees before and prepares. Provision. That could be a really good way to go through this year, you know. Have a little think. God bless you.